Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley. Wow.
Wow. Wow. What a successful, fun event.
It was. It really was. It gets better every year.
We have just two big kind of external events, our golf outing and our dinner. And boy, the dinner we've had for 13 years now or something like that. Every year it gets bigger, more fun, more like a family reunion. Golf outing's going the same way. We're about 5 or 6 years deep into running the golf outing, and every year gets bigger and always gets more fun, too, because a lot of the same people come back, and you know, there's just a lot of camaraderie of people that know each other or compete against each other. And, but it's really a fun event, and we sell lots of mulligans, too.
we used to sell these things. It was like, I don't know, several feet of like string.
That was too complicated, but it was a great idea.
It was a great idea, though.
We used to sell a couple yards of string, and you bought it up front, and as you maybe fell a little short of the cup on a certain one, you could say, well, I'm only 3 feet from it. I'll cut off 3 feet of my string and use that instead.
Beep, beep, that string went for like gold. I mean, we collected a lot of money, but it was difficult to kind of extrapolate your score really at the end. But that was fun. I love the string ones.
It was fun. Well, we want to thank everybody that made the event so successful. All of our golfers, all of our volunteers, our major sponsors, Marian Financial Partners, Franciscan Health, and all of the whole sponsors and the hole-in-one sponsors and the volunteers. We had a bunch of volunteers.
We did.
Thank you to everybody that turned out, and we'll sooner or later get a date established for next year. And we'll be in touch because we want to see you there next year as well.
Amen. Amen. Our guest today on Faith in Action, a returning guest actually, Father Robert Housladen. He's the pastor of St. Joseph and St. Anne Parish. And alongside him, we have John Rosner, and he is the assistant sacristan. Welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Although, you know, I had trouble introducing John because he wears many hats, several. Kind of like I guess we would have called, if Father's the chief cook and bottle washer, you'd be the assistant bottle washer, right? Cook and bottle washer. a little bit. I think that in parishes maybe the size of St. Anne's, maybe the size of St. Joseph, that maybe you do have to wear a lot of different hats, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, the reason we invited you, and I always love these kind of faith and actions, and that's when one of our listeners actually writes to us or calls and says, hey, there's something really interesting going on at our parish, and I think that we ought to talk a little bit about it, and your listeners need to hear a little bit about it.
And this one falls so in line with the theme of our program. Our program is called Faith in Action, and the idea of the program is to kind of catch people putting their faith into action in their everyday life. And this involves that tremendously.
It does, it does. Kind of literally, if you will.
Absolutely.
Okay, so, Father, I don't know who wants to start. Tell us a little bit about your family, John, because we did hear a little bit about Father's vocation story the last time he was here, but...
Well, I've been married for... Oh, I'm going to get in trouble here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, 7 years.
Okay.
To my beautiful wife, Andrea, and we actually live right behind the church. It was an ongoing joke. My father lives on the west side of the church. I live on the east side of the church, and Father lives on the north side, so we have all doors covered.
Okay, so St. Joseph Parish, for those listeners who won't know where that is, Father, where is that, and where is St. Anne's?
St. Joseph is 2 blocks inside 465, 2 blocks south of Washington Street, so down by the airport, and the closest marker to us would be the Checkered Flag Tavern.
Checkered, wait a second, did you say Checkered Flag?
Checkered Flag. It's a dive
tavern?
Bar. Tavern.
I thought you were going to start with just stop with the checkered flag. So wait a second. Does that mean you're close to the Speedway?
Yeah, we're about 2 miles south of St. Christopher.
So within spitting distance almost. Yeah. Okay. All right.
And St. Anne's, we're about a mile and a half south of Decatur Central High School on High School Road. It actually becomes Mooresville Road just before it gets to us. So
how far are those two parishes apart then?
They are 6.2 miles apart.
Six miles apart. Okay, so 10-15 minutes apart maybe. Mm-hmm. And you share yourself between those two parishes.
Yeah.
Are you the only priest?
Yeah. Well, we have a associate pastor at St. Joseph, Father Min. He's we have a Vietnamese community that is very much a part of St. Joseph, but it's also a separate entity. So they share our building, and we're growing closer as a parish. And one of the things, well, this renovation was largely in part of a way to grow our parishes together further.
I know, Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a second. I know that I think next to St. Lawrence, Vietnamese, maybe it's a Korean parish down the street from
St. Lawrence. Is the Korean.
Korean mm-hmm. parish. But Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time I actually looked at the website, and I saw that you have two Vietnamese masses. That's pretty substantial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they'll draw from all over central Indiana. I had parishioners when I was out in Terre Haute who are now coming to the Vietnamese Mass.
Oh my goodness.
In Indianapolis.
How many people do you typically attract to the Mass?
Father Min could speak more to that, but I would say the big festivals or the big Masses, they'll have like 300 people.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, in fact, it used to be just one Mass, and they had to
Yeah. Okay, so what's interesting about St. Joseph Parish is you just, I don't know if it's finished now and you're ready to celebrate, or if you're almost finished.
Oh, no, we're celebrating. we started celebrating on Palm Sunday. We processed into the church and reclaimed it as our space. The renovation had actually started, well, we moved out of the church. We moved pews out of the worship space and into the basement just after Ash Wednesday, the first week of Lent.
Oh my.
And then we spent Lent doing all the hard renovation and then moved back in for Palm Sunday.
Where did you hold services during that time?
We have a basement that's large enough, and we have a stage, so we placed the altar up on the stage. Mm-hmm. And we had pews available, so we were having Mass down there, and it worked pretty well.
In the catacombs, if you will.
Yeah.
Well, what's kind of interesting is your renovation took place during Lent, so Lent kind of took on a double meaning for you guys, really sacrificially. John, tell us a little bit about that, because I understand that the parish, and you mentioned this a little bit, Father, that the Vietnamese in your community came together also, but how was this kind of a parish effort?
Actually, it was a total parish effort. When the first started talking about the renovation, it was from the inside. The parishioners were happy with the new modern design, but they liked tradition and the old traditional way that St. Joe's was looking. And we needed space. We seen that we could include and involve more people growing the parish, so that was a big part of the renovation. Again, when we had to move downstairs, it actually drew people more in. I think they was more curious about what we was doing, and then anticipating going back up. Father might have been a little more anxious than everybody else, because there was a couple of Sundays that he would announce, well, we're going back up next Sunday, but then it would be the following Sunday. So it definitely drew him back in.
It also made him sit closer when we were in the basement, because so we had less seating.
There you go.
And so it was nice to see people sit close together. And part of, before we moved back into the renovated space, I said, we're going to have more room now, but my greatest fear is you're going to spread out. And we're going to lose that small church feel.
Now tell us a little bit about the decor of the church. I mean, some churches are very simple and plain. Some are very fancy and ornate. How would you describe St. Joseph?
Ours is sort of in between. We went from very simple Actually, this renovation was largely the second stage of renovation that happened before under Father Glenn back in 2008.
Father Glenn O'Connor?
Father Glenn O'Connor. Sure. In 2008, they had added on a narthex, which is very nice, and a nice greeting space and welcoming area. And when they did that, they moved the altar from what was the west, from the east side to the west side, so that the narthex area wouldn't be distracting on the side view of the altar.
Mm-hmm.
And so the plan was to do all this renovation back in 2008, but they ran out of money. So they had planned on knocking out walls, extending the worship space, and having more pews that were oriented to the space. And like I said, ran out of money. And so the narthex is very nice, but the inside was very plain, and it had carpet that was very worn and literally was duct taped together. Ooh. And so, and we had a shag carpet. Worship,
So it was really not only a completion of the 2008 beginning renovation, but it was also to add more space because you were literally bursting at the seams, would you say?
Yeah. So we needed more space. And also, what happened while we were doing this renovation was we were put on hold. We started this back in 2013 or late 2012. And we were put on hold because of the whole connected in the spirit. And we didn't know if we were going to stay open or not.
So they
made us wait.
You were kind of on tenterhooks.
So what happened in the meantime, we spent a couple of years fighting tooth and nail to stay open.
Sure.
And but part of connected in the spirit was unfortunately the closing of Holy Trinity.
Oh right.
And Holy Trinity, when they were closing and looking to what they were going to do with their altar and such, that's what became available to us.
Oh, so that was kind of a gift almost.
Yeah. Well, it started with their pews. And because our pews were from the original St. Joseph, which was downtown, and so they're over 100 years old. They're nice, but they show their wear.
Sure.
So we had pews which could help us get under budget a lot better. So we took their pews on the chance we might get approval to renovate our parish. And so when we did that, then when we also started looking at, well, they had their altar and their side altars and their ambo. So that's where we're more ornate now, is we have a much nicer altar, side altars, and ambo. So we have a mixture of we're still pretty simple, but...
Oh, I love that. I didn't know that you had harvested some from Holy Trinity. How wonderful. Our guest today on Faith in Action, Father Robert Hausleitner, pastor of St. Joseph Parish, St. Anne Parish, and John Rosner. He is the assistant sacristan. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
We know life can be a bit hectic, so you may not have the time to catch your favorite Catholic radio indie programs when they air. That's why we now have all of our weekend and weekday locally produced programs available on podcast. You can listen to Faith in Action, The Last Pew, and Catholic Jukebox Indiana, along with our newest shows, The Faith-Filled Physician and The Catholic Cave, anytime, 24/7, by going to our website, catholicradioindy.org. Click on the Programming tab, then go to Podcasts of Local Programs. All your favorites will be waiting for you right there, so you can check out our local program offerings anytime. Catholic Radio Indy, your source for 100% Catholic programming on the air and now available on podcast.
Hi, this is MJ Crowder.
I hope you enjoy listening to our Faith in Action programs here on Catholic Radio. Over the years, it's been my pleasure to interview some great guests and cover some very interesting topics. It's always a challenge to come up with fresh ideas for the programs. If you have an idea or two about a topic we could cover or a guest we could interview, give us a call at 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy. Three things keep Catholic Radio Indy on the air. One is our fervent desire to spread the gospel message. Two is your donations to the station. We couldn't survive without them. And three is underwriting from area businesses. Every month, these businesses make donations to the station. Please support them. Visit their stores, send them an email, or call them. Let them know that you appreciate their support of Catholic Radio. It's a great way to thank our underwriters for their very important support.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Father Robert House Slayton. He is the pastor of St. Joseph and St. Anne Parish, and John Rosner. He is the assistant sacristan, and we're talking a little bit about St. Joseph Parish and the renovation that they just completed. In fact, you were able, you said, to enjoy the new digs Palm Sunday leading into Easter. So truly how wonderful that you were able to harvest from Holy Trinity. I mean, that's way cool. And that's not far, and that's just a few minutes away.
Yeah, several of our parishioners have Holy Trinity paths and routes, and some came to us when Holy Trinity closed.
So, now, how old is St. Joseph Parish? How old is that building right there?
That building was 1953 was when they built
it. Okay, so not that old.
So, no.
Not that old. It's because I remember driving past it to drop off something with the kids at the Women's Center across the parking lot and thinking that it was a relatively new exterior. I mean, the brick exterior looked relatively new. Now, do you get involved with the Women's Care Center at all, or the Women's Health
Seeds of Hope?
Seeds of Hope, right.
Yeah. That's still largely under Father Glenn. That's
his
baby.
Oh, God bless him. He's so wonderful.
But they're very helpful in that they help out at our parish festival, and they'll help with different events as well as at St. Anne's. And we have a regular collection, and we support them as much as we can financially. And we have parishioners that are very involved with Seeds of Hope.
You mentioned festival. When is the festival coming up?
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Labor Day weekend. Oh, so that's okay, big deal.
What sort of things do you have at the festival?
Pretty much your standard festival. We have rides. We have food and beverages. We have a dunk tank.
Does the pastor get involved in that dunk tank?
Yeah.
Is that at St. Joseph's or St. Anne's?
At St. Joseph's. Anne's, they've yet to accept the dunk tank. So.
Now, which of the parishes is the larger parish?
St. Anne's is larger.
Oh, my.
St. Anne's is younger. St. Anne's had just moved from... They moved out in 2005, and so we have a much larger space because we have hopes of having a school again at St. Anne's. And it's a younger community, and St. Joseph is older, but we're getting younger. We're getting some younger parishioner families in. And so.
Now tell us a little bit more about the renovation, because I do want to hear more about your parish and what you do for ongoing fundraising. But tell me a little bit more about the renovation. How did the parishioners get involved? I mean, did you have carpenters and painters and people? So were you able to kind of keep that in-house, if you will, technically and literally?
We have a very good bag of workers at St. Joe's. St. Joseph, the carpenter.
That's
basically,
good. Very
yes,
good, John.
We had people trained and licensed in electrician, licensed carpenter, and that kind of thing. The only thing I think we outsourced was perhaps the flooring. We had people come in, actually lay the carpet and lay the tile. But all the drywall work that was done, that was by parishioners. Like I said, the new lights, the new sound system, hauling the pews, that was all back labor of the parishioners.
So it really was your church. It really, you really put your church together.
Everybody showed up when we moved the pews out and when we moved the pews back in. And then there were people all throughout Lent that were working on the floor, working on the lighting, working on everything. It was humbling to see how many volunteer hours went into making that church happen.
Well, the wonderful thing is from now on, John, you know, sitting in the pews, I mean, you can look around and you can tell your grandkids, you know, I mean, yeah, granddaddy nailed that together. Yeah, I actually painted that wall over there. I mean, it's kind of a community and ownership effort when you've participated like that.
And it shows any new parishioners the bonding that we really have at St. Joe's. And I think that's the biggest attraction that we can offer is that we're a small parish, but yet we help out each other so much.
Yeah, and as John said to me once, one of the most beautiful things about the new parish, the new renovation, was how much of actually St. Joseph parishioners went into it. And also, again, the Vietnamese community, they were part of the planning. They were with us throughout, and they paid for, I think, over half of our renovation cost. And they had special fundraisers for that. They had special nights just so they could help us renovate.
Oh, how wonderful.
And yes, they really consider this a home for themselves, too. And again, as Father pointed out earlier, the growing togetherness of the two communities is reflective of that, because we do share in cookouts together. And as he said, the fundraising, that it's a vital part of their community
and
is
right
St.
Now,
Joe's.
They're working on their own project with the a Marian Shrine, which with Our Lady of Vietnam, who's going to be very prominent. I think she's over 7 feet tall.
Oh my goodness!
Wow. Yeah. Could be indoors or outdoors.
Outdoors.
Okay, so tell us, you guys kind of have a unique opportunity for fundraising and participating in that you are pretty close to the track. In fact, you just came off one of a big fundraiser. How do you get involved? How did you first find this opportunity? And what do you do, actually?
That predated me. I don't know. It was
Father
Glenn.
Father Glenn. His racing background and his involvement
in
that.
And he's still out there. He's working, but not for us. He's working for, I forget which team.
Well,
which
he used to say
team.
Mass. He used to say
oh, yeah,
mass
he still says
the,
mass out there.
At the track, yeah.
But we work a concession stand, and so we do that with workers from St. Joseph and St. Anne's. And we just get a portion of the sales, but it takes a lot of commitment and a lot of organization. And Mitzi Snyder's the one coordinating that. She's heading it up right now, and she's been doing it for a few years since Trudy Davis stepped down.
Okay, so this is a concession at the track.
Yes.
Okay, so we're not talking about just 500 that just finished, but you said there any time that there are races, so we're talking about the Brickyard, too?
Brickyard, and we'll have
the new airplane race.
That's an interesting setup, because so many times your fundraising at any parish means going to the parishioners, whether you have a bake sale and sell things to the parishioners or have a festival and, you know, take funds from the parishioners. Here you're going out to the public.
And we like outside money.
Like Jim said, do you have a little sign, or is it not allowed for you that you can say, you know, this 5 hours or this concession is manned by St. Joseph Parish or St. Anne's Parish, and you could say tips are donations are welcome. You don't say tips or donations, and they don't know that it's run by you guys.
They don't know. We don't have a sign, but we all wear the St. Joseph T-shirts.
If they ask, it's an opportunity for you to mention
when
it.
When they find out, oftentimes they'll give tips, and we don't expect them because the prices are so high to begin with.
Sure.
So it's always appreciated, but it helps pay off our liquor licenses and such. So We have more of the profits we can keep to ourselves.
Yeah, but how wonderful that you can wear a St. Joseph t-shirts. I mean, that's kind of cool, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They actually require it.
That's good.
We have to have a common dress. We have to have a uniform, and so we made it our uniform.
All right. So, Father, do you wear your clerics or do you wear the T-shirt?
I wear the T-shirt.
Okay.
they tend to find out I'm the priest.
Pretty quickly. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today on Faith in Action, Father Robert Hausleitn. He's the pastor of St. Joseph Parish and St. Anne's. We're talking also with John Rosner, and he is the assistant sacristan, although I kind of get the feeling that you have your hand in a lot of pots at the parish.
It's my pleasure. It's what God intended me to do.
Well, okay, so we've talked about the renovation. We've talked a little bit about the Women's Care Center, which really is a wonderful initiative. Father Glenn has a great story about that. We've talked a little bit about the Vietnamese population and the masses. Now, upcoming events, you've got your social coming up in Labor Day, and there is no school attached with the parishes. So, what's your next big what next big thing you're going to take a bite out of? What's the next big thing you've got planned?
We got Vacation Bible School at the end of June, and so then things calm down a little up until St. Anne's will have their festival a week before St. Joseph has theirs, and ours is St. Joseph's Labor Day. We do have a tri-parish cookout and mass with both our Vietnamese and English-speaking communities, St. Anne's and St. Thomas More in Mooresville. We'll have a nice little, that'll be July, first week of July, so.
Okay. So, as the county festivals and the state fairs start to warm up, so do you guys.
Absolutely.
All right, Father, we just have a little under a minute left. If you would offer us your blessing.
Sure. We pray in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many ways you watch over us and show your love for us. We thank you especially for St. Joseph and St. Anne's. We thank you for our family and friends. We ask that you continue to bless us through them and help us be a blessing to you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. God bless you, Father.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the programming tab and select podcasts.